Greetings. God bless you all. It's a little too loud. God bless you all. Shall we stand? Can we turn to Psalms 11? Psalms 11. Greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So good to see every one of you all tonight. We're here to worship the Lord. We're here to praise the Lord. Amen. Sorry about that little bit late start. Psalms 11. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord tryeth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, this night, O Lord God, we come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord. Father, you met us, Lord, on Sunday, Lord, and you blessed us. Father, during the week, you have watched over us, Lord, and we come to set aside a time, Lord, to come to worship you, to come to praise you, to come to hear your word, O Lord, and to be edified tonight, Lord. Because your word said, Lord, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And that's what we're here for, Lord, to hear from you, Lord. Lord, our faults are many, our mistakes are many, or Lord, we have failed you so many times, but Lord, we are your children. We ask for your forgiveness because you're God, rich in mercy. Lord, let the Holy Spirit sweep through the people here tonight and those who are listening on the internet, Lord God, all over the world, wherever they may be. Father, may you touch them. May you heal them. May you bless them. Lord, that is a way to hear from you tonight, Lord. Oh, great eternal God, how we worship you tonight, Lord. How we praise you tonight, Lord. How we adore you tonight, Lord God. Father, and to make that sacrifice. Lord, many times we could do something and we just do something for you and it's like normal. But when we make that sacrifice, Lord, Father, there is where the great blessing is. So, Lord, those who have come here tonight has made that sacrifice to come before you, Lord. May you anoint them and bless them and touch them. Heal them. Bless our pastor, Lord. Father, may you touch him and strengthen him, Lord, and his wife. Lord, the elders, the deacons, Lord, and the others in the church, Lord, the helps and the governments. Bless them, we pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Let's sing the song, All Over the World, The Spirit is Moving. Amen. All over the world, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it would be. And all over the world, there's a mighty revelation of the coming of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. All over the church, the Spirit is moving. All over the world, as the prophet said it would be. And all over the world, it's a mighty revelation of the coming of the Lord. As the water, deep down in my heart, and deep down in my heart, the Spirit is moving.
deep down in my heart, as the prophet said it would be. And deep down in my heart, it's a mighty revelation of the coming of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, it's a revelation, amen. And every day we live by that revelation, amen. And a revelation is that something is something that God has revealed unto you. Amen. And in this last days, He has revealed unto us the end time message. Amen. God sent a prophet in this day. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's sing this other song. Down at the cross where our Savior. Down at the cross where our Savior lay. Praise God. Amen. I think it's number 56. Praise God. Oh, down at the cross where my Savior died. Oh, down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to His name. Oh, glory to His name, His precious name. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, dear to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to His name. I am so one. Oh, I am so wondrously saved from sin. Oh, Jesus, so sweetly abide with Him. Oh, there at the cross where He took me in, singing glory to His name. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, dear to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to His name. I'm so glad. And now, oh, precious fountain that saved from sin. Oh, I am so glad I have entered in. And yet Jesus sees me and keeps me clean, singing glory to His name. Amen. Oh, glory to His name, His precious name. And glory to His name. Oh, dear to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to His. Come to this fountain. And come to this fountain, so rich and sweet. Oh, trust thy poor soul at the Savior's feet, and plunge into thee, and be made complete, singing glory to His name. And glory to His precious name, and glory to His name. Oh, dear to my heart was the blood applied, singing glory to His name. One more time. Oh, and glory to His name, His precious name. Oh, glory to His name. Oh, dear to my heart was the blood applied. Oh, singing glory. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name. Amen. Brother Tim, I believe we take the offering. Hallelujah. Do they have the... Praise God. But Timmy, would you your offering, please? Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shall we pray? Father God, Lord, your prophet did say, Lord, that, you know, sometimes the service is not complete with giving something unto you unto the furtherance of your gospel. Father, your people, Lord, of your hard labor, O Lord, is bringing into the storehouse, Lord God, an offering. And the offering is to further the gospel, Lord. The offering is to, Lord God, as your prophet says, to pay the bills in the church, Lord. O Father, as they bring their offering, Lord, and the tithes, one-tenth of their, Lord, their what they work for, Lord, that they bring into the storehouse, Lord, that goes to support the ministry, Lord Jesus. You have, Lord, ordained this, Lord God, according to Lord Malachi, Lord, where it says, how do you rob God? Lord Jesus, we don't want to rob you tonight, Lord. He said, God, you said we rob you by tithes and offering. So, Father God, today, Lord, your people here, Lord, of their own accord, Lord, give unto you, Lord, knowing that you will take it and use it for the furtherance of your gospel. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen, amen. Oh, burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Set my soul on fire. Oh, fill me with the Holy Ghost and God's fruit desire. Oh, make me like the Christ of old. Oh, healing and raising the dead. The power that Jesus had, through the blood that he shed. Oh, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Set my heart afire. Oh, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Ah, God's firm desire. Oh, make me like the Christ of old. Oh, healing and raising the dead. Oh, give me the power that Jesus had. Oh, by the blood that... One more time. Mean it from your heart. And burn, burn, Holy Spirit, burn in me. Set my heart afire. Oh, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Oh, and God's firm desire. Oh, make me like the Christ of old. Oh, healing and raising the dead. Oh, give me the power that Jesus had. Oh, through the blood that he shed. Amen. Glory to God. Who desired the fullness of the Holy Ghost tonight? That's what we're looking for. Amen. And it comes by the word of God quickening that seed word that is in you. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We just want to greet those on the internet. We hooked up worldwide. People listen from all over the world. And I get emails and so on. And they're always so blessed. And so right now, tonight, we want to greet those on the internet. Those are logged in. Those are streaming, and I want to greet you all from my wife, Sister Jasmine, and myself from the Bright Age Christian Fellowship, of which I'm the pastor, and she's listening at this moment. So I want to greet you, honey, and don't worry about the storm.
whatever it is, God will take care of all things. You know, I remember there was a testimony where the prophet, he stood in front of a church and prayed, and the tornado went to one side and it split in two, went to the other side. So God is able to work all. Just remember her in prayer. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So as it stands my duty, I want to start a little early. I don't want to keep you back too long. You know, I see all the traffic and what's happening, but we want to start a little early and so that, you know, we could get in the Word of God, because the singing is good, the worship is good, but the Word of God is the most important thing that we want to get. And I was real excited to, you know, as I was reading and studying and like a little excited about some of the things that I saw. And I told the pastor and Sister Eve that I saw something this afternoon that I had to get up my chair and kind of run around the room and dance a little bit. So I hope, you know, it comes across to you in the same way. And I've been reading these quotes since I was, 12 years old. And it just comes up to you, you know. But that's what it is. It's the, what happens is that as we go along day to day, is the Word becomes more clear. God shines more light on that Word, that you'd see it. So what you have read all these years, and then suddenly one day, that light shines upon that Word. Amen? And quickens to you a revelation. Then you would say, my, I read this Bible all these years, and I've never seen this. What it is? It's God giving you a little nugget there to quicken you. And you know, with revelation comes inspiration. And inspiration comes stimulation. You know, people will drink off wine out in the world and they'll get real stimulated and they will be laughing and dancing around with others who other things. But, you know, that's what the Holy Ghost is. That's what the anointing is. It's like wine down in your soul. And the Bible says two or three are gathered together in His name and for His purpose. There He's in the midst. So God said it. He spoke it. That's it. We believe it. And He promised to be here to quicken the Word to you. So we want to go straight to the Word. I see it's getting a time already on us. So let's, there are three portions of scriptures. If we could put up three portions of scriptures. St. John chapter 1. Can we stand, please? Praise God, amen. St. John chapter 1, we'll be reading from verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. Now, we interject here 1 second. We're reading all this. Well, what is the beginning? Think about it. What is the beginning? All right, let's continue on. So, in the beginning then, of course, we're reading, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. So here's the first thing about Him in the beginning, right? There was life. And the life was the light of men. So again, we see another thing. He was light. In the beginning, He was life, He was light. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In other words, right now you're seeing there's this light, but there's something opposing this light. So here we're going to come to the beginning a little bit. So all this is taking place in the beginning. So we go on, there was a man sent from God, whose name was John, the same bear came for a witness, to bear witness of the light. If you see that, there's a capital L there. That is God. That all men through Him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which light up every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by Him. So the light made the world, right? And the world knew Him not. So let me stop there 1 second. So you see, this God was the Word. But He was life.
Then he was light. Right? And here it is now. He made the world. So he was in the world, verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So let me go back to verse 12. But as many as receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God. And God's willing, tomorrow night and on Sunday, we're going to talk a little bit about that. Verse 13. Which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, not of the will of man, but of God. So you see, these sons of God were born of God, not of flesh, not of blood, not of man. They were born of God. So we talk about that more tomorrow and on Sunday, God's willing. So you've seen the picture already now, right? And the Word was made flesh. So now we see now the Word has become flesh. So we see the Word was life. The Word is light. The Word now came into the world. He had something opposing him, darkness. Right? Then he came unto his own, but them that receive him, he's given them power to become sons of God. And here it is now, he's saying, the Word has become flesh. So look closely about these, and we'll read two portions of scriptures again. Going back, verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's go now to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God, of course, we found that God was the Word, God was life, God was light, God became flesh later on. But here it says, in the beginning, God, great Eli Elohim, created the heaven and the earth. One more portion of scripture. I like to take all these. There's so much, but we take the main ones. St. John chapter 17, verses 1 to 5. This is the prayer of intercession from the Lord Jesus. And these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, that the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. So we just read earlier, give power to become the sons of God. Here it is, he's repeating it here. Verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God. So Jesus here is praying for us to know the only true God. In other words, he's praying for us to understand who this God is. Verse 3, and this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou hast given me. And now, Father, note closely verse 5, and now, Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Very important scripture. Amen. Praise God. May God add a blessing to readers of his word. Shall we pray? Father God, we have read these scriptures, Lord, and our eyes have been opened up, Lord. Father, for who God is, who you are, and then to find out that we are sons of God. Father, O Lord God, only you could come forth out of this scripture and the quotes and the study that you have laid out before me, Lord. Only you could come for the next hour or so, whatever it may be, Father, or may less, Father, that you would come down and open it up to the people, Lord, that they may be blessed. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. We ask you to anoint the heirs, spiritual heirs of the people, that they may receive thy word and meditate upon it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You may be seated. So for a title, In the Beginning Was the Word. Amen. And I always like to have a subject of this, you know, the whole message. The subject has always been the Lord Jesus Christ. So the subject is Jesus Christ, the mystery of God revealed. So what is our inspiration tonight? What are we looking for after reading the scriptures? What do we want to know? You know, Jesus prayed that we should know God. We should know Him. And in knowing Him, if you know the Father, if you could understand who your Father is, then you could understand who you are. Because you are His Son. So our inspiration is to know Him from the beginning. Amen? To know Him from the beginning. So here it is, we read in Genesis chapter 1 that in the beginning God. And then we read in St. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And then we found out that God was light. And then now from the scripture, no one else is telling us, but the scripture say God is light. And then we found out that the same God there, this great eternal one. Now, we must try to understand, what is a word? Amen? What is a word? When you speak a word, what is it? Is it because you thought about it before, and then you speak it? So a word is a thought expressed. Amen? A word is a thought expressed. So we are saying then, if in the beginning was the word, so there got to be a thought before the word. So the thoughts, you know, God was just existing out there in the beginning. Now, what was the beginning? The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So God, sometime, and I've said it a number of times here, sometime God is like, I try to explain to my grandkids a little bit about God. So it may sound a little funny, but it's not. But God is like this supernatural alien being. You know, those who do science fiction, but it's far beyond that. But just to quantify, for you to understand, this was a being. Think about, there was nothing really in our mind. There was nothing. Think about, let's take a trip with a spaceship. Let's go to the beginning of time. We could time travel. We go into the beginning of time now, where God is saying, in the beginning. So let's step in this time ship, and now we are at the beginning, and we're looking over like the banister of time, as Brother Branham said. What are you seeing? This supernatural being was just, he filled the whole universe. There was never a universe. He was just there. Our mind can't fathom it. Just believe he was just there. And the prophet said, I don't have the quote, I think I'll read it a little later on. He says, no man has seen God, nor will you ever see him. The Father I'm talking about. You will see the manifestation of God, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So what we are looking at is that in the beginning, there is supernatural being existing. And then there was something bubbling up inside him. This is the best way I could explain it. Something was bubbling up inside him and bubbling up inside him. He had a love. He wanted to be a God. He wanted to be a creator. He wanted to be a father. He wanted to be a savior. He wanted little ones. Just like sometimes a young man, you know, after he has a job and he settled down, he's looking to have little ones. He's looking for a wife and so on to have little ones. You know, in a similar way, if we want to put it that way, that is just bubbling up in him. Think about this supernatural being and something that's bubbling up in him and bubbling up in him and bubbling up until one day it exploded out. And when it exploded, there came out of God the Logos. So the Bible says in the beginning was the Word. So this was the beginning. The Logos came out of God. But this Logos was God. But it was an expression of his deepest love. The Logos came out of God. So in this beginning, here's this Logos. It was light. It was like a pillar of fire. It was almost like in the shape of a human being. His shape. But it was a light. So the Word was light in those days. Didn't we read it in St. John? At the beginning? Didn't we? Amen? Amen. Praise God. So we saw it was light. And then what happened in this light? Now, I like to refer back to the prophet's message because we learn so much from what the prophet has said. And in one of his messages here, faith, and I don't want to read all the details, but I'll just summarize. He says, and now the Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, what is a word? A word is a thought expressed. So then, as long as it was a thought, it wasn't materialized. But when God wants it, it was good as finished right then. Think of it. God, before the foundation of the world, saw you. You wasn't there, but you were in his mind. You were in his mind. So there we have to come down. So here's the logo. Let's get to the logos first. Here was the logos. And this logos was Christ Jesus. But he was not yet in his physical form to come and die for us yet. But the Bible also said that God slayed a lamb when? Before the foundation of the world, God slayed a lamb. So God in his mind knew the beginning from the end. He knew when he created the angels and he created Lucifer, Lucifer will have an evil streak in him. He knew that from beginning. But he wanted to be a father. Hey, the angels had a choice. The Bible says, you know, that Lucifer took 2/3 of the angels. Imagine God created a certain amount of angels and Lucifer took 2/3 of that angels. And become the devil and his angels. So tonight, what we're looking at is that, is this logos. Now what happened, what did this logos do? Amen? Now the logos created the world. The logos created. In other words, Brother Branham was saying that, like for instance, the earth and so on, what he did is that he spoke it and it rolled off his hand. The logos hands, it rolled off was the sun. And then out of the sun rolled out a piece. And then as it was spinning for thousands and millions of years, God stopped it. The logos stopped it. And that was earth. And then another priest broke out of the sun. And it was rolling, and God stopped it. And that was Mars. And then another piece. And there how God created our solar system, all the way down to Pluto. Amen? That's how God did it. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was the Logos. And the Logos came out of God. And he created all things. Amen? So, what did God do in the beginning? He created the heavens and the earth. Amen? And it rolled out of his hands. And I mean, because of the time, I can't read to you. But if anyone wants it afterwards, I could tell you where you could find it in Brother Branham's message. Amen? Praise God. Now, what is this Logos? This Logos is also the anointing. Think about it. The Logos is also the anointing. Amen? So let's look at this. So no man has seen God at any time in a bodily form. And God is in the form of a spirit. God is a spirit. Amen? Amen. And the Bible says, he that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen? Amen? So the Logos, the Word of God. So now, what happens next? And this is very interesting. What happened next? What God did. Now, God created the angels to worship him, of course. And, of course, 1/3 of the angels stood with him. And 2/3 went with Satan. Now, you would say, well, Brother Sipasad, I saw in the Bible where the devil took 1/3 of the stars of heaven. Check the scriptures and what Brother Branham say about that. Those stars of heaven, from heaven, were not angels, but they were representative of the sons of God, which are Abraham's seed. You'll find it where Brother Branham identify those spirits that came down and went into those people who rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. So those were that 1/3 stars. So there's two different things we're talking about. Okay? And I trust that you read the prophet message, you'll find it where Brother Branham talk about all these things. Amen? So then, here's what Brother Branham says here about the Logos. Amen? And what happened with man. So the Logos now, we reach a point now, he created the angels and so on, and this Logos is saying, let us make man in our own image, and our own likeness. Now here's what he's saying, in our own image, and our own likeness. But what is this Logos? This Logos is an anointing, is a spirit. Amen? So how is man going to be made? A spirit man. Amen? But let me mention this to you. I just want to read a quote here that's really going to sounds very interesting. So when God, here it is. So when God said, let us make man. Now this is very interesting. Listen this closely. In the book Demonology, here's what Brother Branham says. Question and answers in Genesis. Hear what Brother Branham says. Now, if God created man in his own image and in his own likeness, what kind of man did he create? Amen? Spirit man. Amen? Amen. All right. Now, if you'll notice, now it's kind of like a class I'm teaching, you know. So now if you'll notice, after he had made all creation and created a spirit man, the close reading of this now, and that man, that God gave dominion of the cattle and fishes and everything to the man, but in his making up there, he made man in his own image to lead the cattle and to lead the beasts of the field, just like the Holy Spirit leads the believer today. So get this now. Adam was in the garden as a spirit first. Amen? A spirit that led all the cattle and the animals and so on. So here's this now. He was, in other words, Adam, the first man, in the lower creations of God. The first creation was God himself, which is the Logos. Then out of God came the Logos, which was the Son of God. Then out of the Logos, which was the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Out of the Logos came the man. Now think about this, what the prophet just said. This struck me today. It's the first time I've really... This is out of the Logos. He didn't create it. The Bible says he created man, yes, but try to understand what the prophet is saying here. He said, out of the Logos came the man. Here's this other quote. Here's what Abraham said, demonology, physical realm. But your souls, now he's talking about a true believer, right? Not a make-believer, cold, lukewarm believer. I'm talking about a true believer. Hear what he says. But your souls were made up before the foundation of the world, when God created man in his own image, spirit of a man, not a man in his own image, but man in his own image. See? Isn't that amazing? Think about this. You, true believer, your souls were made before the foundation of the world. Amen? When God said, let us make man, it's not Adam alone. Amen? God didn't make Adam alone. He made all of our souls way back then. And then he says, he had angels representing us in heaven. You didn't know it yet because you had to bypass that theophany to come to be tested and tried. Amen? Amen? Way back then. Think about the scripture. I mean, I saw this. I was running around all over. Amen? I want to read this. I want to read this a second time for you to really understand that when God made man, and I say, God bless you, Brother Waldron. Amen. God bless you, Brother Waldron. Good to see you. I'm just going to read over for Brother Waldron's sake also. You know, amen. So here it is that God, the Logos, amen, that came out of God, amen, created the worlds. It rolled off his hands. Let's recap quickly. He rolled off his hands and the earth. He stopped it and so on. And then he said, let us make man in our own image. Amen? And if he's making man, he's making man how? Spirit man. Amen? Spirit man. So here it is. We just read from Brother Branham a question and answers. Here he says, in other words, Adam, the first man in the lower creation of God, the first creation was God himself. Then out of God came the Logos. Amen? Out of God came the Logos, which was the Son of God. Then out of the Logos, which was the Word, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh amongst us. So in the beginning, out of the Logos came forth the man. Amen? Amen? Out of the Logos came forth the man. And here, again, I'll read this quote But your souls, Brother Branham said, were made up before the foundation of the world when God created man in his own image. The spirit of man. Not a man, not Adam. Not a man in his own image, but man in his own image. So you were there before the foundation. Is that something to rejoice and to thank God for? That you were there before the world was even formed? Amen. God created your souls, your spirit way back then. You were represented by angels. Amen. By angelic beings way back then. Amen. And he made male and female, Brother Branham says. So when God made us way back then, God saw that Adam's race will fall. So before the world was even formed, he slayed a lamb. Amen? He slayed a lamb to make a way so that we could come back to him. Amen? Now way back then, before the world was even formed, great Jehovah God sitting there, he in his mind already. Brother Abraham said he was there thinking. He just was thinking and thinking and thinking, and then the Logos came out of him, born of him. Amen? The Logos came out. And now the Logos is doing everything. He's creating. Didn't we just see in the book of John, where we found that the Logos was light, we found that God was the Word, God was light, and he had darkness as oppressing again coming against him. And then we found that it was made flesh. Amen? And found that we are the sons of that God. So let's put, as we would say, one and one together and get two. So if God is a spirit, we were created back then. We were spirit, made like him. We don't understand it yet because we haven't reached that stage. We had to bypass our theophany. We had to bypass to come and to be tested because of Adam's fallen race. And we have to think about who you really are right now in this position. Now, who God is at that? He was this great supernatural being. The Logos came out of him. And what is it? It is a spirit being, Adam and all of us. So you were not just come along in these last days. You didn't come along in these last days, brother and sister. You were there before the foundation of the world, brother and sister. Your souls were created way back then. I didn't say this. The prophet said it way back then. So what can the devil tell you? Amen? What can this created being? You were eternal. Amen? You were in God's mind and his thought. You're eternal. Do you know the angels are not eternal? They're forever and everlasting because Satan is going to be annihilated. Is that really, Brother Waldron? He's going to be annihilated in the lake of fire. But you are eternal. You know why? Because your thoughts. And not only that, the Logos created the angels. But what did Brother Abraham say? You all came out from the Logos. Amen? You came from the Logos. You were not a created being. You know, in that sense, like the angels were created. You came out of God's mind and God's thought. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Let me read another quote here from Brother Branham. Here he says, the faith of Abraham. And every believer in here is a Christian tonight. Because, not that you're good, but because God was good to call you, you didn't come yourself. Your nature is against you. You just couldn't, as I said the other night, make a pig believe he's wrong eating slop. Because it's his nature, see? A leopard could not change his spots. No matter how bad he could lick, he'll only brighten it. But you don't want reformation. You don't want to try to reform or be a little better. You've got to be changed completely inside. And the nature come from within. It will work out. But get it right inside it at the beginning. And you begin with a soul before the world was ever formed when God created man in his own image. So the prophet didn't say it in one place. He said in a number of places. He said you got to get to that position. To know, I mean the prophet has left 53 years now. But you've got to understand your position. You've got to understand who your father is. The prophet says that, you know, when the bride knows who she is, the rapture will go. So we're still here. So the rapture ain't going yet. But you've got to come to that position. And how can you come to that position unless you don't know who your father is? You must understand who your father is. Your father is this great supernatural being that with one blow of his nostril wipe the whole slate clean. He's a supernatural God. He would give unto you. What did Jesus say? Ask anything in my name, and it shall be granted unto you. This is the word of God. Believe this, brothers. Ask. And you know what he says also again? He said, ask believing that you receive it. And you shall get it. It's as simple as that. Just believe. That is your Father speaking. Amen. You are coming back to that glory that you had with him before the world was ever formed. Now, a lot of people go back to Job and they said, oh, the sons of God shouted for joy. But we, the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ in this age, is a little different than that. You are what? You're the morning stars. The Bible says in Job, the morning stars sang together. And the sons of God shouted for joy. You're not the sons of God, dear. You're the morning stars. You know why? You're part of the Logos. And who is the Logos? The morning star. The bright and morning star. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. You are bone of his bone. Your flesh of his flesh. Your spirit of his spirit. The Holy Ghost dwelleth in you. We got to raise up from where we are, brothers and sisters. We have to step out knowing who you are. Make sure your life is right before God. Make sure you have that Holy Spirit inside of you. And step out boldly. You could speak to the devil. Ephesians 6 it is. What did God give you a sword for? What did he give you a sword for in Ephesians 6? What did he give you a shield for? What is a sword? To when the enemy comes, you kind of cower down and you know you're playing like that, you know? No. A sword is to cut, slice. You have a shield, nothing could bother you. Amen. Your shield of faith. The sword is to cut, slice, trample down the enemy. Amen. This is a created being. You're an eternal being. Amen. Praise God. Know where you come from. And tomorrow we want to talk a little bit about the sons of God. And you would understand now, your papi is God. Now you're the son. Well, what are some of the things my papi say that I must manifest? So we're going to talk about that tomorrow and then climax it on Sunday with some wonderful quotes I'm going to give you that really is so tremendous. Amen? So we are flesh of his flesh. We are bone of his bone. We are spirit of his spirit. When Jesus died, what did he say? Listen to his words. What did he say? It is finished. People, a lot of people say, oh, does he say, I give up the ghost, he died. It is finished. You know what it is finished? He has paid the price. Redemption, we are back unto God. What I believe is Hebrews 4, the last verse, it says, enter boldly, boldly into the presence of the Lord. Because of what? Because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But be careful, you have to know your life. You must know your life before the Lord. Your sins are forgiven. The Holy Spirit living in you. Do you know what Brother Branham says? He says, I think it's in How Can I Overcome? He says, we in ourselves are no match for the devil. But a Christian living by the revealed word of the Lord with the Holy Spirit is more than a match for the devil. Imagine that. You're more than a match for one of the greatest angels that God created in the beginning. Amen? Created. You're an eternal being, brother and sister. This body of flesh is just 16 elements. God is trying you. He's put you there to try you, to test you. The power that is in you. You know what the prophet says? You could speak the word and go create a world and go live in it. Amen. Amen. You could make another planet here in the solar system. But you see, it must be according to the law of God. He know you wouldn't do that. Amen. You know you wouldn't do that. But you are son and daughter of God. Amen. God predestinated you. He saw you. God is like, it's a big box here. And in that box is light, sound, time, matter. So the sun rises and sets, and that's how we know what time is. This is big box. God is outside of that. Our supreme being, Father, is outside of that. But he could step into it, amen, in the form of the pillar of fire, the Holy Ghost, the Lord Jesus, send his angels, and do things. But he is still eternal. He is outside. So he could step in, but he's seen his sons and daughters who are his children, waiting to be tried and tested to come to perfection. He's encouraging you along. Oh, you may fall here one minute. He'll put his hand and raise you up. Amen. But think about it. You know, I remember, I think one of the prophets, you know, I think it was Ahab or someone, I'm not so sure which one of them, sent this whole batch of battalion of, troops and so on to come to take him. take one of the prophets. And I think, was it Gehazi? I believe the guy was, he was trembling and saying, oh, we have so many, they're going to kill us. And the prophet said, Lord, just anoint this guy's eye, let him see. And when he looked, all around the mountains full of chariot of fire. Amen. There was a testimony I read about this young lady coming from work, true Christian, serving the Lord, love the Lord. She's passing through a very dangerous neighborhood. Amen. And there she was walking and she was worried. And there she saw some men there that she knew that these men are vicious. They would kill, they would rape, they would steal. And she was a little concerned, but she was praying. And she walked through them all and went straight home and nothing. Nothing happened. She praised the Lord. Next day, one of the big guys stopped her and said, who was those big men that were all around you? You know, who were those guys walking with you? They're not from this neighborhood, but they look real rough. It was the angels of the Lord. So think about what God has done in the past ages. You know who you are? You are members of the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not just, as Trinidad would say, off the street. You're a son of God. You're a daughter of God. I'm just telling you who your father is. No, understand who your father is. You see? And the son looks just like the father. The daughter is a seed of the father. So if you look like him, you're going to have his ways. You're going to have his traits. You're going to have faith. You're going to have virtue. You're going to have temperance and patience and knowledge and brotherly love and brotherly kindness. Amen. And he will pour his love upon you. You're going to see that in you. You're going to have long suffering. You're going to have kindness. Why? That's your father traits. Amen. That's your father traits. That's his characteristic. He's a God of long suffering. David says he's full of mercy. He's full of peace. He's full of joy. Amen. He wants to see you prosper. He said, didn't the Bible say, I would that you prosper and be of good health? Isn't that a word of God? Amen. We got to take God at his word. We got to believe his word. He never go back on his word. His word will never fail. You know, heaven and earth will fail and pass away. But God's word will not. You know why? In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Amen. And the word made flesh and dwell amongst us. So now let's think about that. This word made flesh. Didn't the prophet say we will become the word? Amen. Amen. He said, we will become the word. So then that scripture has also been made manifest in us. And the word made flesh. Amen. You know, brother and sister, they're going to see you and they would see Jesus. It would not be a man in Palestinian garments walking upon this earth before the rapture. They're going to see Jesus in you. Because what's your name going to be? Mrs. Jesus Christ. Because you came out of the Logos. Amen. Think about this, you know. You came out of that Logos. I read it in a prophet message. Is it? It's right? Amen. Yeah. Read it out of a prophet message. You came out of that Logos. Amen. Yeah. So, you know, but as I preached on Sunday, that thirst must be in you. You must cry out for that. Father, I want to be like you. Show me how to be like you. Show me how to walk on this earth to talk like you, Jesus. To treat my neighbors, you know, like how you would treat them, Lord. How to make sure that, Lord God, I could serve your people in whatever capacity you call me to be. Jesus was a servant, you know, and he taught us to be servants. You know, like I draw the reference, you know, about who is more important. When you go to a restaurant, you know who is more important? You who sit at the restaurant or the person who serves you? You. Right? In the same way, amen, you individuals here are the important ones. That's why God has called you to some capacity to serve. It's a great blessing in that. Amen? There's a great anointing in that. Amen? The pastor has laid it out. Amen? Led of the Holy Spirit. And God is looking. You know what he says? He said, I look upon the harvest. The harvest is ready. It's plenteous. But the laborers are few. So the Lord, he said, pray that the Lord of harvest will send forth laborers. Amen. That they will be able to go out and work in the vineyard. Amen. There's a great reward. Like for, I remember the Bible says, Abraham say, he that seeketh the Bible said it, seeketh the position, for instance, of a deacon. It's a great calling. It's a great reward. You know, an elder in the church to lay hands upon the sick is a great. You know what you're doing? The Bible says in James, if anyone is sick, call for the elders. They anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the prayer of faith will help them, save them. And if they have committed anything wrong or whatever, it will be forgiven them. Do you know, as an elder, when you lay hands upon the sick like that, do you know what you're doing? You're displaying your Father attributes. He wanted to be a healer. Amen? He wanted to be a healer. When you come up and do song leading, for instance, you know, what is that? And you're blessing the people. Go back to the scripture. The Bible says before Jesus went through a serious trials and tribulations, what they did? And they sung a hymn. And they went up to Mount Transfiguration. Mount of Olives. Amen. They sung a hymn. And these Jews, you could see these Jews, how they dance and worship and praise God. Amen. Everyone has a little part to play. Maybe someone might come in. And you singing a song nearer, you know, at the cross, and that will convict some soul, and they'll come to the Lord Jesus. What did the prophet say? He said one of the evidence of the baptism of that Holy Spirit is what? A conviction for souls, amen? That a burden for souls, amen? To see them serve the Lord, amen? Would you want to see your neighbor and your friends and your brother and your sister next to you sit in that kingdom, in that marriage supper, amen? We are not selfish. We want to share our Lord Jesus with everybody. Amen? We want to share His glory. So, you know, whatever you're called upon, it's a tremendous thing to be a servant. And Jesus set an example. Remember the communion we talk about? Jesus, in those days, you know, they walked with this garment. It was long. And they didn't have nice tall top shoes and rubber shoes and all these nice leather things that we had nowadays. Well, they had like sandals or slippers, and they would walk through, and they didn't have street cleaning people or what you call them, CPRP or whatever the people that clean the street. They didn't have that in them days, you know, to clean the street. And they have horses and cows and mules and donkeys, that is, all their feces and so on is on the street. So when you walk through, your garment is all spotted with you know, and smelling terrible. You know, they didn't have soap in those days, you know. You know, they're not shower and toilets that you could go and open the shower and soap with palm olive soap. And they didn't have that stuff. They had to go to the river. And up in the river, someone is using, washing that thing off their feet. And you down in the river, washing your feet too. So you could think about what's going on. So in those days, they had, when you get into a house, especially of a higher class, they'll have someone called a foot wash flunky. And a foot wash flunky would have a basin of water. As soon as you come in, he will wash your feet. And he's all that, as we say, in the feces and all that stuff, he's washing it. And then they'll give you a garment if you're coming to go to eat and sit with them. He'll give you a garment. So what did Jesus did after the Lord's Supper? He was a foot wash flunky. He came, you know why? Because he wanted to show all of us his calling. He was the Son of God, you know. He could have called the angels and wipe out Pilate and everybody, you know, and start all over again. He could have done that. What he said in the Garden of Eden, in the Garden of Gethsemane, what did he say? He said, Father, if it be your will, please take this away. He's going to die. But he said, not my will, thy will be done. He showed that example. He washed the feet of his disciples. Amen? An example. We are to serve one another. We are to love one another. Because you are to become that word. You know, you're potentially the word. Because that soul that is in you, that seed, where we call it that seed that is in you, was spoken before the world was informed. That is in you. Amen. You know? The baptism of the Holy Ghost comes upon that seed. Yes. Amen? That seed, there are only a certain group of believers in this last age they're going to get that. Now, there are a lot of people going to get all that anointing. Pentecostal people get that anointing. In the anointed ones at the end time, Brother Branham says that, you know, there are people there with a genuine, anointed by the genuine Holy Spirit, totally false. Yes, totally false, but anointed with a genuine Holy Ghost. But they have no seed word in them. They refuse the prophet's message. They reject the prophet's message. Amen. That's why it's important that we must know what the prophet says. We must know what, not only what the prophet says, but what has been said all through the church ages, right down to Paul. We have to understand that. Now you say, well, Brother Sipasad, why are you saying we must know? Well, I quote your scripture, Ephesians 4:11. And he gives some apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists. For what? For the perfecting of the saints, till we all come to the knowledge of the Son of God. And not just the Son of God, but come to the knowledge of a Son of God who you are. Till we come to a perfect man. So you got to come to knowledge. I remember Brother Waldron, a minister, was preaching. I said, I don't want to know about tribulation. I don't want to know about hellfire. I don't want to know nothing. I don't want to know all about those things. I want to talk about good things. But my question is, why did the Bible talk about it? Why did the prophet bring it? So for you could get to that knowledge, to know what God has done for you. Amen. The lake of fire was created for the devil and his angels, and they will be annihilated. So angels die. Yes. Amen? Angels die, but you are eternal. Amen? Blood, spirit of his spirit, flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. I mean, I have so many notes, but I see the time is running out. But brother, tomorrow by God's grace, something is still burning my heart. Only touch a little bit. I'll give you a little bit this tonight. But brother, I was down at a convention, I mentioned it in Sunday, in West Palm Beach by a brother called Brother Wesco. And brother, my wife and I had such a time. And sometimes you have a little revelation in your heart and you hold it, you're not so sure. You're not hearing the minister say it, but you see it in the prophet message. And then hear a minister preach it for the first time. Oh, you explode. And this is when I saw this about we came out of that logos. Oh, glory, hallelujah, you know who you are. Amen. You are to become that word. You're potentially that word. You are Son of God. You're going to display, amen, the attributes of your Father. And we're going to talk a little bit about that tomorrow and Sunday. Amen. So praise the name of the Lord. Know who your Father is. Let this sink in your soul today. Know who your Father is. And by you sitting in here is evidence that God has called you. Amen. You're hearing the word of God. Amen. That word of God is going into you. There's something called unconscious growth. It's happening to you. Amen. But that word is working in your heart, in your soul. Meditate upon it. Feed upon it. You know, there was this little story I heard. I think Brother Branham, the prophet has said it, or I read it somewhere. Where he asked an Indian chief. The Indian chief, you know, they lay hands upon him. He was delivered. He was serving the Lord. And he asked the Indian chief, he said, Chief, how are you doing? He said, So he said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, there's two dogs in me. He said, what? There are two dogs in you? He said, yeah, well, one is a black dog, an evil dog, and one is a good dog. So he was asked, he said, well, which one was winning? He said, they're fighting all the time, these two dogs. He said, well, which one is winning? He said, the one I feed the most. Yeah. Amen? And that is what you have to do. You have to feed that little light. Do you know that little light in you, Satan is trying to put it out? Yes. Amen? This little light of mine, I will going to let it shine. Amen? Satan is trying to put it out. He's, you know, he don't care of all those people that are doing all those things in the world. They have no light in them. But in this world of darkness, you are that light. Amen? Predestinated. Before the world was even formed, he's trying to put it out. So what you do, you feed that light. And how you feed that light is by the hearing the word of God. Amen. Let your light so shine among men. Feed on the word of God. The prophet has gone so far. We have to stop drinking milk only. It's wonderful that ministers preach that Jonah, my wife make a joke and say, Jonah swallowed the whale, you know. But the whale swallowed Jonah. You know, and you're crossing the Red Sea. And the children, this is wonderful. This is good. Didn't Paul say, laying aside, you know, the doctrine of water baptism and of coming to the Lord, let us move on to what? To perfection. You got to understand who you are, who your Father is. You got to understand, where are you going to build your house in the millennium? The prophet said, I'm building my house in Columbia up there. He said, come and look for me in the millennium. Come on, brothers and sisters. My wife wanted a house by the sea. Well, in the millennium, we'll have sea. you know, I said, well, honey, I like the bushes. I said, you know what? We'll have two houses. It's okay. You know, we go by the sea. I was saying to, I think it was Sunday, I want a big, big dining room. Have 100 believers come and visit. And have angels serving or cooking or whatever it is, you know. We're having a great time singing. Brother Bram says some of these old-time gospel singers that died, he said they will be serenading us. You know who you are. Understand. Look at the seven church ages. You're not Paul age. You're not Arrhenius age. You're not Martin age, Columbia age. You're not the Luther age. You're not Wesley age. We have even coming out of Laodicea. Didn't Brother Bram say come out of Laodicea? We are out there in a bride age. Amen. You are to receive, and that's another message. You are to receive all that these others have. Plus, what is it in Laodicea? Brother and sister, we'll talk more about it on Sunday. But you will be amazed. Amen. You will start to see, as a son of God, what is your inheritance from God, your Father. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know your Father. How do you know your Father? By the word. How do you know what is the message for the hour? Not just the day. Not just for the church age, Laodicea. By the prophet message. Amen. Books and tapes. Amen. You know, you will come to perfection. By that five ministering gifts that in Ephesians 4:11, you will come to the knowledge. You will read the scripture. You'll check it. You'll check the prophet message. You'll see there. You'll go back to your Bible. You'll see it in there. And it will open up in your face. Seriously. It will blow your... You will be like me, getting up and dancing and running around. Amen? How much time your prophet said this? To know who you are and your Father is. Let's stand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Meditate. Amen. On these words, my brother. Meditate. Amen. God. Hallelujah. Did not just call you by chance. There's nothing by chance. There's nothing by coincidence. Yes, amen. There's nothing by coincidence. And I would give you tomorrow and Sunday, I'd give you some personal experience a little bit, because one of the brothers asked me to do it. To give you some personal that would really show you that we are here at that end time. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let's sing the song, Isn't He Wonderful, Wonderful, Wonderful. Oh, isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, as I've heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh, isn't he wonderful? Is he beautiful? Fall in love with the Lord Jesus. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, as I've heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord? One more time. Wonderful. And isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Oh, as I've seen, as I've heard, it's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Let's give the Lord a word of praise. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Isn't our Lord wonderful? Amen. He has made the way. Amen. So now, praise God. Let's say a word of prayer. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we have come, Lord God, to the end of the service, Lord. It means to keep the people so long, Lord. But, Lord, you get excited when we see revelation, the word of God, Lord, being made manifest before us, Lord. You, Lord God, Lord, bringing that word into our heart, quickening it to our heart, Lord. Thank you for your grace, O Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. May you bless the people. May you protect them as they go. Lord, be with them, Lord. Strengthen them. May they meditate on what was said, Lord, to come back tomorrow. Lord, should you tarry to hear more of you, Lord. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. That's what you said, Lord. We believe it, Lord. Bless the people, Lord. Watch over them, Lord. Keep them, Lord, during the day. We ask these things in the name of Jesus. And Father, we do have some refreshments afterwards, Lord. May you sanctify it, Lord. May you bless it to the hearts of the bodies to the people. May it quicken them as they have a little fellowship. We ask these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing the song as we go. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we will have the victory. Oh, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we will have the